Blog Talk Radio.
Yay! Here we are! Come on, Frankie! Get these people really excited and alive. Yeah! Hey, Frankie, you should have been here, but you're somewhere. Vibration. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, Frankie. Enough. Enough, Frankie. Slow down now. Come on. That's enough, Frankie. Hello, world. Hope you had a good week. Rise above everything. You're alive. You're healthy. And if you're not healthy, then you might be a little on the negative side. But hope all is well with you guys. I hope you heard that beautiful music. And to call in, I got an exciting. The 19th, Monday, will be closed. It's a holiday. But guess what? January the 26th at 7 p.m. Write this in your book. Guess what? Swami Beyondananda is going to be back. Yes. I repeat, Swami Beyondananda is returning. Yes. 7 o'clock, January the 26th, which is a Monday. So remember, Monday the 19th is holiday away. Okay? Now, I don't know, but change your voice when you call in and change your name, or you don't have to say anything. Call in and ask us. We want you to have a better life. The phone number? 347-826-7154. I repeat, 347-826-7154. Hey, you didn't write that down. I know you guys, you didn't write it down. I'm going to say it again then. Okie dokie. Oh, yes. Yes. 347-826-7154. Change your voice and change your name. It doesn't matter. Yes, we're here. We're here. So remember, Monday the 19th is holiday. And Monday, January the 26th, Swami Beyondananda is back with us. Yes, at 7 o'clock, Monday, January the 26th. Amen. Okay. We're going to do some interesting stuff tonight. Yeah, really interesting. I'm not joking. Okay. Number one, thanks to Quantum Stones. Do you feel emotionally drained? then clearing the throat chakra can help. Okay, that's the fifth chakra. Okay, I'm going to read this or tell you this. As a wholehearted risk taker, let me say that putting my focus on the fifth chakra, which is the throat chakra, of course, may be one of my riskiest and boldest endeavors of all time. Coming from a gal that finds jumping off bridges, riding motorcycles, and well, just be anything you dare me to do, be no problem. So opening these chakras has given us as many fits as an asthmatic that smokes two packs a day. Asthmatic. Okay. When I'm opening and clearing the throat chakra, which is the fifth chakra, as you know, it's not talking about going, what's your mind, even though it's hurtful. The wrong thing to say at the wrong time, nor do I mean just putting it all there. Take it from me now, okay? Someone who tried that method for about a week until I needed waders to get around my own bog while working on the throat chakra. However, the throat chakra is where anger is stored and finally released from the possibility for changing, healing, and spiritual transformation are located here. So the fifth chakra is really wanting to search, you know, for the inner truth. So opening and clearing that chakra takes a committed effort on your part, you know that, as you feel your inner truth can be brought out, explored, and released to succeed. Okay. Also associated with the state of consciousness, we often call grace. That's the throat chakra. Allows one to be a receiver of universal information or insights from the higher power. Wow. So part of balancing and clearing this field is accepting that guidance you are offered with a sense of unconditional receiving and love. So as one listens to our intuition and allows the flow of the yin and yang energies to work as they should, it may seem as if the universe is supportive of all you do. So your sense of hearing is ruled by this chakra along with the elements of others. And essentially in metaphysical realms, ether is where the physical and spiritual dimensions cross over. The throat chakra watches their goals. Chakras closely relate to specific aspects of one's physical and emotional well-being. So, these are some emotional signs thanks to the lovely person that put this in here, thequantumstones.com. These are some emotional signs of a blocked fifth chakra. Well, as I said, is your throat chakra, which is your voice. One, difficulty expressing yourself. Next, habitual lying. Holding back in certain aspects and pent up frustrations. Physical signs of a blocked throat include ailments such as sore throat, chronic inflammation, back pain, ear infections, and also, you know, your skin irritates. So clearing and balancing chakras for physical and emotional healing. Blue symbolizes inspiration, devotion, infinity, and produces a sense of calm and peacemaking. in an ideal meditation stone for working with the throat and other chakras. This has been copyrighted, but I paraphrase a lot of this, and I thank the author, Stephanie Lucas, and QuantumStone.com are included in this information, which is good. Okay, now that we finished with the throat chakra, let's talk about our favorite word, which is happiness. And let's say more happiness. There are 21 things to do, thinking humanity has said, happiness is one aspiration all people share. No one wants to be sad and depressed. We've all seen people who are always happy, even amidst agonizing life trials. I'm not saying happy people don't feel grief, sorrow, or sadness. Well, of course they do. They just don't let it overtake their life. The following are the 21 things happy people make a habit of doing. So we're going to go through it because it's time. Let's lighten and vibrate this world up a little higher and higher and higher. Higher. One, title, appreciate life. Oh, yeah. Be thankful that you woke up this morning. Number two is one I love. Develop a childlike sense of wonder towards life. Focus on the beauty of everything. Every living thing, even. Make the most of each day. Don't take anything for granted. Don't sweat the small stuff, because it's all small stuff. Just be alive that you know that you're eating, you got food on the table, roof over your head, and laughter in your heart. Number two. This is very important. You got to choose your friends wisely. Okay. See, you know, you have to surround yourself with happy, positive people who share your values and goals. Friends that have the same ethics as you will encourage you to achieve your dreams. They help you to feel good about yourself. They are there to lend a helping hand when needed. Trying to change the other person, forget it. Try to brighten the day of everyone you come into contact with. That is my message. Learn continuously. Yeah, keep to date with the latest, your career, your hobbies. Keep you just dancing, skiing, surfing, or skydiving. Do it. Keep yourself excited about creative problem solving. Now, I do that in my workshops. I bring the humor of the ha-ha technique, which it takes about 30 minutes to 40 minutes for me to do in my workshop. The ha-ha technique releases everything that has frustrated us through life. I invented this in 1988. So we got to go through emotions of hurt, H-A, anger. Then we go through, see the humor, and then acceptance. But we have to, that goes through a lot. Do what they love. Enjoy life. Take the time to see the beauty around you. There's more to life than work. Hey, come on, take time to smell the roses, watch a sunset or a sunrise, take a walk on the seashore, the beach, hike in the woods, learn to live in the present moment and cherish it. Don't live in the past or the future, because the present is now. Right now you're listening to this radio show. Call in. I want some questions. And I'll give you the answer. 347-826-7154. Enjoy life. You did that. Laugh. Oh, come on. Don't take life so seriously. You'll never get out of it alive. I know that. What my workshops are compressed of, you can find humor in just about any situation. Because no one's perfect. When appropriate, laugh and make light of the circumstances. Naturally, there are times that you should be serious, as it would be improper to laugh. Forgive. Forgive, man. Okay, this is a hard one, because holding a grudge hurt no one but you. So forgive others for your own peace of mind. When you make a mistake, own up to it. Learn from it and forgive yourself. But back to forgiving, it's so easy to say, I forgive you. It's to forget. Forgive and forget and get rid of. Okay, gratitude. Well, gratitude's the best attitude. Develop an attitude of gratitude. Count your blessings, all of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Your work and, most important, your family and your friends. Take time to tell them that you are happy they are in your life. Not going to hurt. Nothing hurts. Number 11, invest in relationships. That's if they're on your wavelengths, then you should invest in them. Keep their word. Honesty is the best policy. Every action and decision you make should be based on honesty. Be honest with yourself and with your loved ones. And even with your enemies, and also your hidden enemies. Talking about enemies, I'll tell you how to kill your enemies. This is, I can't believe this. How to kill your enemies? Smile. How to kill all your enemies is better. Smile at them all. Can't believe that, isn't it? Meditate. Okay. Meditation is the best. I mean, if I didn't meditate every night, I have to, because I pick up other people's empathy. So your energy and function to the higher level. So the meditation, you know, includes you know what? How about we do a meditation? We can't do it after the 26th. Which would be the 1st of February, Monday. We'll do a great meditation. That's Monday, February the 1st, as far as I know. So, make your own business. Concentrate on creating your life the way you want it. Not take care of you. Take care of you, yes, and your family and your friends. Don't get overly concerned what other people are doing or saying. Don't get caught up with gossip or name-calling. And don't judge. Everyone has a right to live their own life the way they want to, including you. Optimism. Okay, optimism, of course. There's always, from the negative, there's always a positive. We call it optimism. You know, it's like seeing the glass half full. That's such an old per se, you know. I rather see that you got a glass. Never mind the glass is half full or half empty. It's a negative thought that creeps in. Replace it with a positive thought. If something negative happens, this is what I usually say to my friends. Hey, what's the bad news and what's the good news? What do you want to hit first? Okay, let's talk about your bad news. Bad news first, okay. And then what's the good news? Because there always is. There always is. Love unconditionally. That is one, I don't want to say it's hard to do, because it will be hard to do. So I'm not going to say that. Accept others for what they are. You don't put limitations on your love. Even though you may not always like the actions of loved ones, you continue to love them. Love them because and love them although. Self-care. Take care of your mind, your soul. Eat healthy if you wish. Drink a lot of water. Exercise your mind by continually interesting in challenges. Number 21 is take responsibility. Do you know that happy people know and understand that they are 100% responsible for their life? They take responsibility for their moods, attitudes, thoughts, feelings, words, and maybe actions. They are the first to admit when they made a mistake. Now, hey, it's philosophy time, and here we go with the philosophy. Let's talk about the 7 steps to happiness, because I'm trying to put that in your soul, everybody. This is from soul to soul. If it feels like it's true, then it is true, because your soul knows all, always knows all. 7 steps to happiness. Number 1, think less. Don't actually try not to think at all. That'd be better. And feel more. Come from the feeling, which is the heart. The heart is more intelligent than the mind. Frown less, smile more. So easy for me to say that, isn't it? But it's true. Talk less, listen more. Well, that is the problem, that people don't listen. And there's seminars that are called listening seminars. People sometimes don't listen. And that's a big thing. And if you're quiet, your power, when you don't say anything, you're more powerful when you're quiet. Stop judging people. Don't judge them. Accept them. Watch less. Do more. Complain less. Appreciate more. Complain. Complain, I've told you. I'm going to give you 48 hours. Anybody's listening? Not to complain once for 48 hours, I promise you, your life will change. I'm going to say it again. For 48 hours, do not complain. And guaranteed, everything will be great for you. Fear less and love more. Yes. Now, congratulations. I must congratulate everybody that's listening to this. You're alive. If that's not something to smile about, then I don't know what is. You're alive. You're alive. Next. The light in me feels the light in you is freaking awesome. Namaste for that. We should all start to live before we get too old. Fear is stupid, so are regrets. And I'm going to mention that again. To regret nothing is the beginning of all wisdom. I was going to repeat this. If there's anybody that wants to ask me what that means, no problem. I'm going to say it again. To regret nothing is the beginning of all wisdom. And I do that in my workshops. I'm going to tell you the answer to that, because it seems that to be good. To regret nothing means you're focusing on all the positives instead of taking some of your energy and being upset about the past or something you did. Forget it. Focus on the positive. Focus on what you're going to do. Focus on the excitement. Okay. Nature. Nature is God. Nature is a higher force. Einstein said this. Okay, Albert. Look into nature, and then you'll understand it better. Thank you, Albert Einstein. Let's talk about a friend. A friend is someone who gives you total freedom to be yourself. Thank you, friends. When we speak from our heart, we touch each other with our love. When we speak from our heart, well, we touch each other with our love. So we'll go back to that again. The heart is more intelligent than the mind. And next, listen, true healing will always begin with your thoughts, okay? Descartes says, I think, therefore I am. I'd rather say I feel, therefore I am, but Descartes didn't say that, so I said it. Let's talk about that. True healing will always begin with your thoughts. Master your thoughts, and you'll master your life. Get the secret. That's a good one. You're already there, and you'll feel good. Listen to this one. I will say yes to all good things coming my way. And I'll say it again. Yes! Okay, everybody? Yes! That's right. I will say yes to all good things coming my way. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to talk about love now. And the twin flames. Love is forgiving, accepting, moving on, embracing, and all encompassing. And if you're not doing that for yourself, you cannot do that with anyone else. Reach out and touch someone. Let them know you care. Now, two horses are just doing that. They're putting nose to nose. Okay. The soul. Let's talk about, you know, the soul knows all. I always repeat this because I really, really want you to realize the soul knows all. The soul of the soul of the universe is love. That's by Rumi, too. So, everybody, I'm going to put some music on for you, because enough philosophy for tonight. I'm going to repeat again. Monday, 7 o'clock, January the 26th, Swami Beyonda will be back. Yes! Everybody say yes to yes. Okay, I'm going to put on a little powerful music to call it a night and hope all is well. Hope you haven't heard this one before. Here we go. Yeah. But here I am. Yes. Relax. See things really clear. Yeah. In a lifetime, once in a lifetime,
finally get a glimpse of paradise.
Paradise. Oh, yes.
Than before.
Yeah.
Being without you only made me need more. But once I'm finally sure,
once in a lifetime, once in a lifetime,
finally you get a glimpse of paradise.
Paradise, man. Ooh, how lucky we are. We all are. Once in a lifetime, or twice. Okay, everybody, that's
we
it.
Say, but
thank you, everybody. I want you all to have a great 2 weeks. We'll be back Monday, January the 26th at 7 p.m. with our famous Swami Beyonda time. Okay. Have a good 2 weeks. God bless. It's Dr. Phila Goodstein. Take care. And bye for now.